What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Right, your mic on?
Yeah, mic on.
Fucking idiot.
It's on. We need sellotape around this button. Can we put sellotape around the button? I can't promise it's not going to happen again.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode 13.
Again.
This is episode 13 of It's Not Soccer with me, Adam, and
Billy.
Yay!
It needs to be 13 again, really, doesn't it?
Okay.
There was a bit what it was.
Yeah. We are a sports podcast, kind of.
Kind of.
I don't like saying it like, oh, we're a sports podcast, kind of. Because then it makes you feel like we aim not to talk about sport. Mm. When we do. Mm. But we just like to fucking chat about shit anyway.
Yeah, we talk to you.
We have like a theme and we just run around it.
Champion chit chatters.
Champion shit chatters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Pretty much then, with people wondering why we said I was 13 again, is that a couple of weeks back we did actually record a live podcast. And we called that episode 13.
It was horrible.
It went out of Mixlr, and and it was possibly the worst recording me and you have ever done.
We've recorded a lot of podcasts, but you know we've had a couple of bad ones where we've finished, and it was as soon as we finished that, I just thought in my head,
we can't do live
weren't
ones.
All that good, no.
Not the two of us, because I weren't paying attention to you because I was interacting. There was people listening, and they were chatting to us.
Yeah, you get distracted.
Yeah, I was chatting to them back, and
ignoring me.
I was ignoring you, and you were just sitting there looking at me, and you'd start a story, and I wouldn't listen to you, and then I'd just wait for you to shut up, and then be like, anyway, what has George got to say? And it just got, I don't know, it was a bit of a mess.
I did feel that a bit, yeah, you sort of...
So we recorded like an hour and
brushed
that
me to the side of your
and your Billy story went nowhere.
It didn't, I'm kind of glad as well, because that was a bit shit.
It was a bit shit.
Yeah.
Even Marcus said, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. It kind of didn't go anywhere. I was like, I know. Mm. And he knew that, because I could tell when you were talking, you were like, I've got no punchline.
No, there was no punchline at all.
The problem is,
if you was to watch it, okay, if someone was to make a film of it, it would be fucking hilarious. But trying to describe something that's so long is quite difficult. If it's a short story, then you know it's like if you're gonna brag about a big penis, people are like, shut up, mate.
Just show
us it. That's it. If you talk about a little penis, people are like, let me see it. Is it really that small?
I think what the problem is, and we'll talk about this later on in the podcast, is that you had such a good story that it weren't even about you.
Yeah.
The episode before. Mm-hmm.
Pants down.
The pants down one.
Yeah.
Which even now still makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
And the problem was, it's not even about you. It was about someone you know.
Yeah.
It was a genius story.
Well, I'll tell you what, and as soon as he told me that, I walked into the pub, as soon as he told me that, I was cracking, I was laughing so much, and as soon as I stopped laughing, I said to him, mate, I'm using it.
Yeah,
I said, I don't care if you say yes or no, I'm telling
you. Naming and shaming you.
Yeah, I was like, that is going to be spoke about on the podcast. I said, I've got to share that. I said, because that is brilliant.
If nobody knows what we're talking about, go back and listen to episode 12. It's the previous episode, because obviously this is 13. Mm. What comes after comes before 13, number 12. So it's the last episode we did before this one.
Yeah.
Because the Mixlr one, we didn't even put out.
No.
We gave up.
If you didn't listen to it live,
those few people that listen to it live are the only people going to know what we talked about.
Yeah. I feel for them people.
I've got the copy on my computer. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone back and listened to it back.
Don't.
Because I don't want to.
Can you delete it?
No, I might leave it for a while. Because what I might do is
When we're desperate. Put it out there.
I might listen back and then find something, like a 5-minute segment. But anyway.
That's like McDonald's bringing out a fillet of fish.
Oh, yeah, it's there just in case.
Yeah,
Someone one day will want one.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, if you haven't gone back and listened, go listen back to episode 12, because Billy tells a story about his mate, who is a delivery man, and his pants fall down.
Yeah. But it's funny.
It's a simple story, which has happened so many times in sitcoms and cartoons and that. But it's just the way you tell it. And I can't stop laughing. And it's one of them things that, like, you need to listen to it and you'll understand. But then I kind of thought, you've peaked.
Yeah.
It weren't even about you.
I should have saved it. I know, because since then I was like, that story was so good. What can I do to top that?
I mean, I'll even say it now that we got a tweet from a guy called Uncle Arthur's Bollocks.
Oh yeah, everyone loves him.
I think he's on Twitter @AtoshPod. @AtoshPod. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a podcaster. He does a podcast called Uncle Arthur's Bollocks. You need to fucking listen, because that guy is fucking hilarious. Northern guy,
mm-hmm.
from Bolton or something.
I'm pretty sure he's from Bolton. I'd like to find out. But
yeah, let us know. If you listen, Uncle
could be.
Arthur.
Don't be offended if you're not from Bolton. I'm sorry.
He actually tweeted
accents.
Saying he had to stop the car,
pull
over because he was laughing so much.
Yeah,
because I was laughing, you were laughing. He even put this in his latest episode where he's talking. He's like, "Those fucking guys on fucking It's Not Soccer podcast, right? Fucking talking about blonking, fucking delivery man, fucking pants falling down." He was laughing. I had to stop the fucking car from I was laughing. And it made me like, fucking Elvis in a fucking Blumpkin. You know, we were talking shit. Like, I probably just done the worst accent. You probably thinking, I don't fucking sound nothing like me, you cunt.
Sitting over here, I'm like, yeah, it kind of does a little bit, but I can imagine he would probably be like, nah, that's shit.
They don't sound nothing like
me.
Yeah, go and check him out @AtoshPod. He's on Twitter. Then you can find him on iTunes and Stitcher. So he gave us a shout out. So you giving you a shout out. Funny podcast. They're only about 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind telling people where it is.
Fucking
which
swears
yeah,
more than
bare face, mate. He had me laughing. You tweeted me last night. I said about it. So I listened to it when I got in bed. Had me cock out, but
yeah,
masturbating to the Bolton accent. If it weren't Bolton, then I don't know what I was masturbating to. I feel a bit dirty now.
Yeah, I feel dirty.
I'm going to cut my hand off.
But yeah, so well, yeah, go listen to them. Go back and listen to episode 12 if you haven't. Because episode 13, back to episode 13, the original version.
Yeah.
We recorded it. The only people who are going to hear it are the people that heard it live. Done. Then we thought, right. There's a tweeter called Beck Dixon, right? She wants to chat to us. She's an Aussie girl. And she thought, fuck it. She listened live.
We don't need to talk about this.
She wanted to get on Google Hangout of us, and I thought, fine. Because when we finished recording, we were both like, I don't think that's going to work. Let's see how this Google Hangout goes, because then maybe we can put that out as an episode. Yeah? We can do that.
It went really well.
We sat down for like 45 minutes.
It went really well.
Google Hangout, and it was funny. We talked about everything and anything, didn't we? Australian like rugby,
Gaelic football.
It was really fun, and she was a laugh. Aussie me and rules. You were in form. We upped it again. We were like, back. Yeah, this could be the episode. I went home that night happy. Like, right, the live show didn't work, but the Google Hangout did. I'll take the audio from that. That can be episode 13. Woohoo! Got home, put the Google Hangout on, started listening.
Change the subject, man.
And then I couldn't hear Billy. I was like, why can't I hear Bill? What the fuck's happened here? I thought, oh, maybe he turns his mic on in a minute. No. For the whole show, Billy had his mic turned off. The whole fucking show, Bill.
It's on now.
But
it's
what?
On
now. Do you know what?
It's on. I'll make sure it's on.
Make sure it's fucking on, Bill.
It's on.
But what made it worse is the fact that I'm watching this, and I'm like, you fucking idiots, turned it off. You can't hear you at all. I'm surprised she even heard you. She thought you were probably
she
just...
She did as well.
She could understand the whole thing.
And there is... I do remember, sitting there.
One
just,
minute to the end, right? I'm watching it, because I skipped it right to the end, and I can hear you. I'm like, oh, when did he turn his mic on then? I traced it back. 1 minute ago, did
I looked at the mic and I pressed the button. I was like, oh, hang on a sec.
Yeah.
I was like, I've just pushed that on. What the fuck?
And you look at me as if you're about to say something.
I'm hoping you can't notice it.
As if you're about to say something, and then you go, actually, no, I won't say nothing. Maybe you never notice. And I don't notice. And then you turn it on for the last bit where you go, all right, bye. That's it. So that was fucked.
Like you say, if you watch the video, you will see me look down at the mic, push the button on, and then look up and be like, shit, man, I hope no one noticed that.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. I hope Ad's mic picked me up the whole way fucking through.
Did you put that out?
No. Because you can't hear you. And you're asking questions and talking to her, and they can't fucking hear you.
I'll tell you what, just listen to the answers. If they're good answers, it was a good question. If they're laughing, I've said something funny. Right? That's all you need to know, right?
Oh, fucking hell. So that went tits up. And then obviously, then last week I was going to come round with court, but I weren't feeling too good. Mm-hmm. I'd done my back in, so I was pretty much at home.
How did you do your back in, Ed?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. You know when something happens and you just don't know how you done it? And you just done your back in. Fuck off, Bill.
It's not funny.
It is.
I said to Adam earlier, so how did you do your back in? I don't know, mate. He said, but I've got a slight inkling that I might have pulled it while having a shit.
It could be one factor. That could be one contributing factor to why it hurt. Because I know, you know when you go to have one and it's like you strain and then you hear a click.
What? You're pressing the wrong buttons.
It could have been that, I don't know, but maybe not. But yeah, so obviously couldn't do last week.
Because he was having a shit.
Because I was stuck in the toilet. No.
3 days. Three days he was stuck there.
No one come and help me. It wasn't even my toilet.
McDonald's. He was stuck in McDonald's.
Can you imagine? How embarrassing.
phoning the fire brigade or something. Like,
can you send me up a fillet of fish?
Yeah. I knew there'd be someone.
Can you send us a fillet of fish and a guy stuck in the toilet upstairs? here we go, episode 13.
We made it.
Finally. Yeah. After all that. Episode 13. So it's Not Soccer Podcast, part of the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom!
I think you needed to bust your back in having a shit just to make this podcast start off on a good note.
Yeah, I think we did.
Because the last one was a bad result.
Already, yeah, we've kind of made up for it.
It was fate. It was meant to be fate. Yeah.
No, not really, because it fucking hurt. Yeah. I was in fucking pain. I couldn't fucking move. We're also part of the Pod Gods Network as well.
We are, yes.
So you've got to go and check them out, because they are good motherfuckers.
Go check them out. There's a lot of people on there. There's a lot of people. I got added to the group.
Well, hey, Billy.
I'm added to the group, and I'll scroll down and... Billy's... God, there's a lot of people involved, isn't there?
You start listening now,
a big family.
You start listening to podcasts now, didn't you? You think, fuck it, I'll give them a listen.
Yeah.
Some good shows on there.
Graf do. So,
expect everybody to listen to everyone, because A, might not be a cup of tea, because there's some... different sort of ones on there. There's ones about guns. I'm not a massive gun fanatic, so I'm not really interested in that. But there's a lot of people out there that like guns. Yeah. So if you like guns, go and listen to that fucking podcast. Yeah. I think it's Final Shoot Saloon.
Yeah.
So it's about a quick draw guns, and that's fine. If that's what you like, go for it. Not everyone likes soccer. Not everyone likes sport.
Everyone's got a crowd?
Yeah. There's geeky ones on there. We're a sporty one. You've got Oddcast, who's all about banter.
Yeah.
The MovieCom, which me and Billy have kind of jumped ship off that.
Yeah.
We're no longer part of MovieCom, but it's in good hands.
Of course, it is actually.
It's got Marcus is still there, and Ash from the Oddcast podcast has joined Marcus.
Yep.
So they're going to be doing MovieCom.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Star Wars.
Right, now, I saw this get posted up, and I've got to say, I'm a little bit peed off that this
did is... you want to do it?
Fucking Star Wars, mate. Of course I wanted to do it.
They watched the original version of Star Wars as well.
So, why not?
Like, without special effects. Like the original one that you would have seen in the cinema in 1977.
Without lasers.
Well, they had whatever it was about, but you know, in the 90s they redone them, didn't they? Added little bits and made. a bit more.
I still would have gone back and watched the original. Star Wars is that sort of one. I think
I remember one episode though. We turned around and said we won't be doing Star Wars. I don't know why we said it. I think you go back to this like episode 2 or 3 of MovieCom. I openly say, yeah, we won't be doing films like Star Wars. And then everyone goes, yeah, no, they're too long. And then the first time when I say to Marcus, oh, yeah, me and Bill were going to do It's a Soccer. And he's like, yeah, that's right, I've got Ash on to do. We're going to do Star Wars. I was like, really?
How long was Star Wars?
Well, the original version was only 2 hours. Just over. So they managed to get a just over 2 hour podcast.
How many drinks did they get there?
Man, those guys are fucked.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were fucking on the wine, eating pizza. They were slaughtered. They were missing.
Oh, they got a proper fucking...
Marcus and Ash.
Take out.
At the end of the MovieCom podcast, which you need to go and listen to. Find it on BarkerPodcast.webs.com or just go to the Podcast Network and you'll find it. They were messaging me, right? Marcus and Ash.
What, while they were podcasting?
At the end of it, okay. To tell me that they'd done it.
Yep.
And they were talking to me on Facebook, messaging me on that, and they were both typing in the box at the same time. Marcus off his phone, Ash off the keyboard.
What, the same message?
No, but they were talking to each other. They weren't even talking to me. They were talking to each other. It was fucking weird.
Was it not a little bit funny?
It was, and one of these days I think I might just caption it, their conversation they had with each other, and just post it.
We should.
Because it doesn't make sense. Because it's drunk. It's drunk and rambling.
You should. That's the best. That's the best conversations have.
Bill's trying to talk with the microphone away from his mouth because he's rolling a cigarette.
Right, I'm getting there though. I'm getting there.
He's drinking wine out of a pint glass.
Yeah. Why not? Why does it have to be in a particular glass?
No, it could be out of a wine glass. That would be that would work a bit better.
This is a man's house. We don't have wine glasses.
What do you have?
Pint glasses. I want a tankard. That's what I'm looking for. I need a tankard.
Ask Will. Will might be able to get you one.
But Will, yeah, he's got a few. He's got a little kid. He's got things to do. He don't need to be finding me a tankard.
He'll probably just give you one of his.
Mm-hmm. I did find one. I went out.
You're talking like metal.
Beginning
one,
of this year.
Metal
yeah,
tankard.
Yeah, metal one. I went out at the beginning of this year and I did find some, but they were a little bit boring. In a couple of antique shops. Found a few tankards and a little bit plain, so I didn't bother. But that is sake, I'm on the hunt for at the moment.
What Someone is a tankard to people that are tankard. Listening and...
It's an old school...
Let's not drift into the problem we drifted into in the live episode, which we didn't notice, is that... Because we didn't edit it, because it was going out live. No one knew what we were talking about. Because we drifted in and out, and we didn't explain things to people.
Okay.
So what's a tankard to people that have no idea what a tankard is?
Right, so...
And why am I saying tankard? Is it tankard? Or tankard?
Tankard. I'd say ye old English would
tankard.
Say it says tankard.
It's not a tankard.
We're coming in hard like a yeah. That's an, yeah, it's one of them.
Okay. Yeah, so what is a tankard?
it's just an old like a medieval pint glass, isn't it?
I'm assuming so.
That's what I would label it as, you know. Back in the day I used to drink
made of metal
know, their beers. Yeah, instead of having a nice glass, you know.
They didn't really have glasses in the long shot.
No, but, you know, and they have a big handle on the side of it and this, a big pint glass. A big handle on the side. Like, you need a handle to hold a glass. No, you don't. But, you're a man. This is how I'm going to hold a fucking glass.
My tankard.
Yeah, I need a tankard.
So you want to get you out of
the... Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I've seen some, but I need something. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking cool. That's the one.
You got your mic on, Bill?
No boring shit. Yeah, my god, you son of a bitch.
Going back to like this whole mic business that you didn't have it on for the fucking Google Hangout shit. I joked around it, got round here today. We had to record an Ask an American
episode.
Right? Ask an American episode 4. You can also find that on Podcast Network and at BarkerPodcast.webs.com. And first 5 minutes, what happened, Bill?
I don't know, my mic's not on.
He didn't turn his fucking mic on.
I just said it, but my mic weren't on. You didn't hear it.
You fucking idiot. So
yeah, my mic weren't on, so we had to re-record the beginning of the
yes, we did, didn't we, Bill?
Ask an American podcast. Go check it out. Download the Ask an American podcast.
Now he's going to sell it. Go listen to it. You can actually hear me. I had my fucking... I had the actual microphone on. But you fucking idiot.
What?
Tankard.
Tankard. That's where we're after. Tankard.
Tankard.
Please, anyone, tweet me if you know somewhere I could find a decent patterned tankard. Say it with a crest on it.
Gareth Bale, Billy.
Was this what you were just about to say? I'd rather talk about what you were just about to say. Ignore what I said.
This was about to say. This is.
Oh, what? Then yeah. Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. Why was I ignoring you?
Because I said don't talk about this.
We've got to talk
don't
about
Don't want
to
go there.
We need to talk about Gareth Bale.
Yeah, we do.
Soccer podcast, right? Yeah. We need to talk about it. There's not a lot going on in the world of sports around the world.
Not stuff that we know. Yeah.
Or nothing that we actually care about.
There is, but last few podcasts we've had, there's been a lot of sporting events happening. So there's been a lot to cover.
What's been going on really then? In the world of sports, other than soccer, I keep saying soccer. And I don't want people to think that I called it soccer, but I just mentioned soccer to make it easier to
because it's not soccer.
It's not soccer, so it's just easier to dive.
We're trying to sell our podcast while listening to our podcast while talking about our podcast.
But yeah, so in the other world of like sports, like the NFL was something I'd always talk about.
Yeah,
but that's done.
They don't play that on. I know the only thing that's on at the moment that Sky are really playing is the basketball. They tend to play
isn't that finishing though?
Not at the moment. No, it's right in the deep into the season. Because you know they play a lot of games. They play a fucking lot of games. They play over 70 games.
Isn't that one of the most watched sports in America?
But yeah, it's got to be. It should be. It should be in the world. I think to be honest, it has really, really grown on me. I'm a big fan of it now. I watch it.
And you're a massive Heat fan, aren't you?
I'm not a Heat fan.
Well, I thought you loved like LeBron James.
Oh yeah, I like LeBron James and that, but. They're
fucking man crushing him.
Ah, but they're a great team.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch LeBron James.
You know, I'm new.
Wanna touch you, LeBron?
I'm not like I'm a new basketball fan. Okay, so I'm new to basketball's new to me. So I won't just jump on the bandwagon and go and follow the best team.
Who do you support him? Who do you follow?
Well, when I first started watching it was
basketball, Billy.
It was two seasons ago.
Portland Trailblazers.
No, it weren't Portland Trailblazers. It was two seasons ago. When I first started watching it was the final, playoff final.
Right,
which was between the Heat and the Dallas Mavericks. Okay. Now, the Heat, when I watched a little bit of build up, the Heat were being hyped up as being, you know, the better team. And, you know, I was watching it and you're seeing all the clips of the players and stuff and you could make out that the Heat were the Man United of basketball, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so they had all the great players. So I was like, I'm going to go for the Mavericks. They're an underdog. I'm going to support them. Mavericks went on and won it, okay? Which was great, all right, because, it went the whole way. But since then, I haven't really had a team. I've just sort of enjoyed watching different teams play football. I would like to think that we should...
Should I get a list up? We'll pick
one team.
Yeah.
A season.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just go for a random team and we'll do a random pick one season.
We'll do it now.
And we'll follow them. Okay, alright, yeah, we'll do it now.
Wait, how do I find just the NBA teams?
Yeah, it might come up East Coast, West Coast. It should probably come up East Coast,
West Coast. Well, let's go NBA. Right. Mm-hmm. And it should come up with all the rankings, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Help me out.
Okay, so yeah, like I say, never been a big fan. I'm not. I don't want to sort of support like the best team, but I do enjoy watching the game, and it is best to watch the best teams play. Last night, the Clippers played against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and even the Thunder, they've got three great players in Westbrook, Durant, and Ibaka. I think his name is. And yeah, they were fucking brilliant. Clippers as well. They had two great players in Griffin.
Was Westbrook Philadelphia born and raised? is that what it was? Yeah,
I think that's him. Yeah.
Okay. So there's an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference.
Yep.
Should we pick a team each from each conference, or just one team over both conferences?
We should pick one team. And then when it comes to the playoff final, which will be the champions of the East Coast against the champions of the West Coast.
Okay.
We'll pick a team each for that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you want to pick a team and I pick a team? Is that what you're saying? I'm not going to pick a joint team and then be like gay about it and be like, hey, yeah, go Celtic! Tell me what we're going to do.
How far? Cause we're quite far into the season. There's about 50 games being played.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're well into the season at the moment.
But I'm not going to look at form. I'm just literally looking at names.
Right, okay.
So, I'm going to run off with a couple of names off, right?
Yep.
Celtics. Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
New York Knickers. Philadelphia 69ers. 79ers.
Yep. Yeah.
Toronto Raptors.
Yep.
The T-Raptors. Yeah. The Bulls. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Detroit Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Pacers. Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
Atlanta Hawks. Charlotte Bobcats. Hey.
Bobcats.
Charlotte Bobcat Golf Race. the Heat. Orlando Magic. Or the Washington Hogwarts Wizards. That's the Eastern Conference. Yeah.
Right, so we'll pick one team from each.
Yeah.
And we'll support one team from each.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Do you want to come just stand here so you can see it? So I got to keep reading them out.
When it comes to the final, we'll pick one team each. So
right.
Here, we should pick a team. And we're not going to pick, like, the best team.
East Coast.
And we're not going to pick the worst team either.
West Coast. Right. For the East Coast is this line here. So who are you going to pick? I'm going for the Charlotte Bobcats. I'm going for the Charlotte Bobcat Golf Rates. Yeah, boy. Let's do it. Bobcat Golf Rates. That's me. What are you going for? They're down here in the southeast, motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay. Alright then, I'll go for Miami.
Oh, you're not allowed to pick the Heat.
Brooklyn Nets.
Oh.
We're going to Brooklyn, baby.
Brooklyn, baby. Alright, right. Western Conference, ready? You've got Dallas Mavericks, you've got the Houston Rocketeers, or Rockets. You got the Memphis Grizzly motherfuckers.
Yep.
The New Orleans Underwater Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
The San Antonio and Tottenham Hotspurs. You got the Denver Chicken Nuggets. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they used to be Vancouver Timberwolves. I could be wrong. Or was it Vancouver Grizzlies?
The Vancouver Grizzlies.
It used to be Vancouver Grizzlies, yeah. Which are now, we looked at this before, Grizzlies or someone else, aren't they?
Grizzlies should still be on there.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis
Grizzlies. Hey, Portland Trailblazers are still there, boy. Yeah, they haven't folded. Oklahoma City of Thunder. Utah Jazz.
Jazz.
Flute. Utah Jazz Flute.
Yeah.
Jazz Flute. Golden State Warriors. The LA Clippers. LA Lakers. The Phoenix Suns. And Sacramento Kings.
Yep.
So you're going to go out of them motherfuckers?
Well,
pick first, because I picked first last time.
Okay, well, I'm going New Orleans.
You're going underwater?
New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah, New Orleans Hornets, man. I think I'm going to have to go to San Antonio Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Stick out the Spurs.
That makes sense.
Because then I can always hashtag Spurs and everything.
Yeah.
And people will think that, you know.
You're talking about them.
I'm talking about them.
Yeah.
So I've got to go to the Spurs. Stick out the Spurs. So, right. We just did that.
Yep.
Probably bored the fuck out of people because they're like,
but now they know we've got our teams.
They know it.
You're involved in our.
We're following
story.
Those teams.
This is our little pathway that we're going. You're going to join us. You're going to take a little walk
episode,
with us.
We'll come back to it.
Yep.
And we'll see how our boys are done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's the best way of doing it.
Yep.
So you got to remember who we got. We've got the Bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the Spurs, and you've got the Brooklyn, and you've also got
Brooklyn
the
Nets and the New Orleans Hornets.
So you've got to look out for them.
Yep.
I'll come back and we'll see who done best. Yeah?
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Dig that. I'll dig that.
Gareth Bale.
Yeah. Oh, is that? Yeah, that's where we
were. We're going back to Gareth Bale now. Cause, basketball around the world, we've discussed that.
Yep.
But to anyone out there that's not really a fan of soccer, thanks for listening. But you know, we try to educate people on football.
But we're not.
No, but we do, because we don't throw statistics out there. We don't talk about. We don't try and alienate people who don't know a lot, but they want to kind of know more. They want to kind of know. Like if you turn around and said, "Who's David Beckham?" They know who David Beckham is.
Yep.
Gareth Bale is someone that everyone should know. Why is that, Bill? And don't be fucking smart.
He's hitting all the transfer. No, he's hitting all the headlines at the moment. He's fucking.
Why?
Playing out of his skin.
Because he's a good footballer.
He's
one of the top in the world. We discussed this before.
Yeah, he is.
There's two players that pretty much hold the title of best football player in the world.
No, there's one person.
No, there's two.
No, Ronaldo is there, but if you look at, yeah, like you say, we don't talk about statistics, but if you've got a Sky Sports app, football app on your phone, you can have a look at how many shots Messi has had and how many goals he scored, how many shots he's had on target and whatsoever. And you look at him and you look at Ronaldo. Now you can see that Messi has a lot, but he scores a lot of goals.
Mm.
Now, Ronaldo has more than twice the amount of shots than Messi and scores less goals.
Yeah, but hasn't Ronaldo scored like 180 goals in 190 odd appearances?
Yeah, Messi's not far off that. But Messi's had less shots.
But Ronaldo's only been at Real Madrid 4 or 5 years. Messi's been at Barcelona for like 7, 8.
Yeah, but they don't count his stats from reserves and stuff like that. I think it's just where Ronaldo has so many shots. If you watch like a Barcelona match, they'll play the ball up, Messi will have a shot. He misses.
Spanish team, Barcelona.
He misses, they're all like, okay, and they'll all walk off. He scores, they'll celebrate. You see the amount of times Ronaldo will have a shot and there'll be another one of his players sort of gesturing with their hands like, give me the fucking ball. Just give me the ball. And you can see there's a little bit of frustration in the rest of the team. I don't think Ronaldo will be at Real Madrid all that much longer. I can see him probably going back to United.
You reckon they'll go Man United?
I reckon
only if Mourinho takes
PSG.
Over.
PSG or United. And I'll tell you what, that United job is up for grabs, but I think there's only two people in the running, and that'll be Mourinho or Moyes.
David Moyes? How can you go from Mourinho to David Moyes?
Yeah.
What?
David Moyes. You see what he does at Everton with the players that he gets and the players that he draws in and the football that
That's
they play.
That's what I'm saying to someone.
They compete. No. For a club that they do, with the players that they've got, they can compete. Heitinger.
No, that's like having two kids and saying, look, you know, you've got twins. You go, look, I've got a present for you both. You is £1,000, but for you is £100.
It's a cream egg.
It's the same thing. It's support that counts. It doesn't work that way. David Moyes is not. No.
No, he will. With the right club, he will. And Man United have got a great structure, and David Moyes could walk into that job and do really well.
No, I don't think he could.
I think he would.
I think he'd go in it and fuck it up, and people would boo him.
Ferguson did when he first went there. He fucked it up.
They were close to relegation.
Yeah, I know. And this is the problem with football these days is there's no patience. There's no patience, all right, because they expect someone to come in and make a dramatic change straight away. Sam Allardyce.
Sam
Allardyce, West Ham's manager.
Big Fat Sam.
Big Fat Sam, yeah. All right, he's only got until the rest of this year. His job, he was given a 2-year contract, get us to the Premiership and stay in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Okay. David Gold is still, like, up to today, he was on the interview saying that he's refusing to say that we are going to give him another contract because they want to see the rest of the season out, you know. Someone like Moyes, I think he'd be a great manager at United. They've got the structure. Clubs just need a little bit of patience with a manager. It's hard to walk into a club like AVB and get
Andre Villas-Boas.
Yeah, he's got a style of football.
Tottenham
okay?
manager.
Wasn't given a chance at Chelsea. Now, his stats at Chelsea were the same as they were at Tottenham, but Chelsea have got no patience, so they fucked him off.
Yeah.
Tottenham, it was pretty bad at first.
Well, yeah, now we give him a chance.
Yeah, and it wasn't terrible, but for the players that Tottenham had, he was like, right, we need a change. It didn't quite work at first. Now he's stuck with him. You're the top London club. Okay, yep. So clubs just need a bit of patience.
Go on, you Spurs.
Yeah, and you don't get that. You don't get that. Especially with Chelsea. Fuck me, you ain't going to get no patience.
Money bags.
Man City. I'm surprised they've kept Mancini for so long. Yeah, he won the Prem last year.
He'll be gone next season.
Yeah, he will. He will, for sure. Because, you know, he's got great players and you expect them to win the league. But, well, they got a great squad.
Yeah.
Now, United's squad's not as good as City's.
I thought you said Uli Gunnar, great squad. I thought that was a new Norwegian player. Uli Gunnar, great squad.
He'll get a United job one day.
Solskjaer
will, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing all right. Same as Paolo Di Canio getting a job at West Ham.
I always thought
inevitable. Why's Gary Mabbott not at Tottenham?
Gary Mabbott! Jeez, people are listening, Gary. Who the fuck is Gary Mabbott? Google that shit, man. The geezer used to wear a mask. Yeah. When he used to play football. He broke his cheekbone.
No, that was an excuse for being so ugly.
And he had to wear a mask like Phantom the Opera when he was playing football. It was fucking funny. But he was fucking hardcore. He was an old-fashioned defender. Yeah. A bit like Razor Ruddock.
Yeah, or Nigel Winterburn.
Remember these old like defenders? They were big lumps.
Lee Dixon, Stuart
Pearce.
They
used to kick the shit out of people. Yeah. Razor Ruddock, big fucking lump. He's a massive lump now. Neil Razor Ruddock used to play for Tottenham. I think he played for West Ham at one point.
Yeah, he did. Liverpool twice.
And his signature move was kicking people.
Yeah. I've just started following him on Twitter. I thought about it the other day. I was like, I wonder if he's on Twitter.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I found him on there. I was like, yes.
He's a funny man.
Yeah,
he's
fucking brilliant.
He's a big lad.
Yeah.
And he's fat now. Because
he used to drink in Ingatestone. My mum used to serve him in the Spread Eagle.
And he's a right laugh.
Yeah.
But Razor Ruddock, obviously people don't know, he's Google him. He's an ex-footballer. And he now does like reality TV shows like Big Brother and I'm a Celebrity now. Just because he needs to pay the bills. But he's such a funny guy.
Maybe if he does, but I won't hold that against him. Because he's a great character for TV.
Funny.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is the fact that he's like a geezer down the pub. He's like, yep, the minute I gave up football, I just got fat and started drinking because I didn't want to play football no more.
Yeah.
He's one of, a lot of these footballers that when they quit, they say, I miss the game. He openly said, I don't miss it.
Yeah.
He goes, I miss the game, the whole idea of it and the banter. He goes, but if someone reminded me how much training, how much running, how much exercise, he's like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
he's blunt like that.
Because he's a big guy. Yeah. He said that's why he was a defender, he said, because he couldn't run.
Yep.
He hated running.
He was a big fucker, wasn't he?
He was a massive guy. Neil Razor Ruddock. If people listening right now that are Spurs, West Ham fans, Liverpool fans, they don't know.
Yeah.
Razor Ruddock was one of them players you always wanted yours. A bit like Vinny Jones. Everybody knows who Vinny Jones is.
He's an actor. Yeah.
He used to play for fucking QPR and Wimbledon.
And crazy game. Crazy game.
He used to beat the shit out of people on the pitch. Mm-hmm. I think he grabbed Gazza by the nuts once.
That is an iconic photo of him grabbing Gazza's balls. He piled it on a little bit. Got a little bit excited, but you don't get defenders like that these days.
We weren't even. Was he
defender? You don't get football. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
yeah, was. Yeah.
Nah,
there's a new generation of footballers now.
It's completely different. It's the word professional now is
what it is. That they're very professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Before it was almost like a hobby.
Yeah.
Before the big money come in, I think that's why. I think it's money. Money changed it. Back in the early 90s,
you're
going
getting paid this. You got to
towards
do
the late 90s. When they all started to die out a bit, like that's when Razor Ruddock started, Dennis Wise, those sort of players, they started to disappear. Mm. And then that's when you got your players like your Gareth Bowles, your Teddy Sheringham,
the young kids that are coming through.
Marco Owens, the ones that are all lean, mean, and running around, but they're still off the pitch with fucking drinking like shit. And
they do now, all right, but I think the difference is back in the day, these footballers used to go and have a pint and a pie before a football match,
and after,
and it would cost £4, £5. And now footballers, I think it was the other day, I heard a story about Patrice Evra met two girls, met two girls with one of his fellow footballers. Don't know who he is. I'm not going to name and shame him. Just Patrice Evra, and just going to shame Patrice Evra. And
say his name again,
Patrice Evra. And they went out, and he was buying champagne around the table.
Oh yeah.
So they sat there, and it was like a £40,000 bar bill.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Right. So, and then I think they had a football match the next day. So this is why the story was on the radio, but. It's completely changed. Like you say, players can't go and have a beer and a pint. You can have a beer and a pint if you want. Have two. You know, a pint and a pie. You can't have that before a football match or after a football match now. You know, as soon as you're off the football pitch, you go and do your warm down, and then you're in the fucking changing rooms. You jump in hot bath, cold bath, hot bath, cold bath, and then you're up into the fucking meeting room where everyone has their lunch and stuff. And you can have a healthy lunch, you know.
Grilled chicken. Salad.
Yep. And some pasta and stuff, you know, get your carbs in,
And then get told to go home.
You're very professional. Yeah. I can't do that. I finish football on a Sunday. If I don't cook a roast dinner, then I come home and I'm like, right.
Takeaway.
Pizza?
Yeah.
I know Currywurst is doing half price.
But the difference between you is that you're not getting paid £50,000 a week to stay in shape and be the best you can be.
I tell you what, saying that.
Well, you are.
Saying that, right, saying about getting paid, right. I was out with two friends on Friday night having a drink, and we was in the bar. Patrice Evra was sitting in the corner. I was like, fucking, what's all that cheap champagne you're drinking?
Yeah, what's up, Pat?
And Mark, as we're walking out, Mark, who I was with, who I play football with, Mark Atkinson, he started talking to this woman, okay? And she was about, she was definitely in her 50s. Late 50s.
Old bitch.
Yeah, old bitch. Okay, nice. Gonna put a label on it. Old bitch. And she was with her friend. So as we're walking out, Mark said hello to her. So her friend was just standing there, right? This 58, 60-year-old woman. So I've said hello to her. I was like, you're right, sorry, like, my mate's like talking to your pal. She's like, okay. She's like, so, because Mark's got a skinhead, okay, and he's wearing these other, like, his nice clothes and stuff, and he's, like, dressed up quite smart. I'm wearing a pair of skinny jeans and a fucking checkered T-shirt.
Do you hear that? Billy wears skinny jeans.
Yeah. So,
he's a skinny motherfucker. Yeah. They're not skinny jeans, they're just jeans that are skinny. Because Billy is skinny.
I'm wearing kids' jeans.
Yeah.
And so she was like, so that's your friend? I was like, yeah. So, oh, okay, so how do you know him? I was like, we play football together. And she looked at me and she was like, oh, you're a footballer, right? And she sort of moved a little bit closer. I went, yeah, we play football on a Sunday morning. I said, but don't get too excited. I said, it's Sunday league football. I said, like, I don't get paid to play football. She's like, oh, okay, all right then. I said, I have to pay to play. I said, I don't get paid. I said, I have to pay to play. Yeah, and she did. She sort of, like, stepped back a little bit. She was like,
you,
I don't care.
It.
Yeah. And, but it means, the whole time
she turned around, she goes, who's that black man over there? Yeah. Patrice, come back. Give me a glass of that shit.
I'm sitting here talking to this bum.
So Gareth Bale.
Again. He's there. Motherfucker, not dead yet.
Okay, right. So, Gareth Bale, like I was saying, not yet the best player in the world. But recently he's been scoring some fucking beautiful goals.
He's, right, okay.
We haven't chatted for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And in that time, Tottenham played West Ham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Spurs fan. You're a West Ham fan.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like watching it? Because you watched it here on your own.
Great.
With your brother.
It was a... Right, okay.
I was going to come around and watch it with you.
The last...
I decided not to in the end.
Yeah. Other than the last, you know, like 10... I think it was about 10, 13 minutes, something like that, was, you know, a little bit gutting. I hope that you would agree that it would have been fair to be a draw.
No.
No. You don't think so? I think it was a great game, and we fucking took it to you. We deserve to go 2-1 up.
You deserve to go 2-1 up, but right. I don't mean you deserve to win.
Jesper Linen,
or a draw.
Right, our goalie deserved to get a win. Right, he deserved a win. Right,
we could have the night if you didn't have him, your guy in goal.
Right, that's why we deserved a win. That's why we deserved a win for the performances of the players. He deserved a win. The team deserved a draw, for sure.
Well,
for sure. It was a great game. It was a fucking brilliant game. And I'm really proud about
how
we went about it.
What was it like? Okay, so it's 2-2, right? You're holding Tottenham 2-2 at Upton Park, your ground. One of the top teams, Tottenham, right, at the moment, like third in the table. You're kind of what mid-table, you're 12th at the moment, right? So you're sitting there watching it.
You just see it come up on the screen.
So, and then obviously we're sitting there, it's 2-2, 90 minutes. You're thinking, right, job well done.
Then, 90 minutes, 89th minute. Yeah,
then what happened?
Well, Gareth Bale, the player that has only got 1 foot.
He got 1 foot?
What?
Now, fucking hell, he's the best player in the world then.
He can run with two, right? But I don't think there's any argument across the whole world that would say that he ever uses his right foot.
Oh,
David Beckham has always been judged as one of his players. He's only got a right foot. He can cross it into the box and stuff. But if needed, he would pass with his left. Gareth Bale is one of the players that won't pass it with his right. He doesn't do anything with his right foot at all. But what he does with his left foot, he's just fucking touching shit and it's turning to gold.
So what did he do, Bill?
Well, he put it in the back of the net, didn't he?
From where?
Stuck it in a fucking onion bag. From his left fucking foot.
How far out?
Only about 19 yards.
It was like fucking 35 yards.
Bullshit.
Out. It was.
Bullshit.
35 yards.
I want to watch that back. Never. Never. I've scored from 40 yards, and that was never.
How far is 40 yards?
40 yards.
From the goal.
From the goal is 12 yards away from the 18 yard box.
What?
18 yard box.
Plus 12.
Is
30. Shit. Well, hang on. Right, okay. Fair enough, yeah. I've got that wrong. But I've got it written down on paper. I've got proof. I've got proof that I scored from 40 yards. But that, okay.
I can't trust your maths anymore.
Nah, don't trust my maths. I did, though. I've got it written down.
Oh, okay. So, all right. It was one from outside the area. It went.
It was outside the area. Never, not even. I tell you, nowhere near 25 yards.
It was about 30 yards, Bill.
Nah. Never.
It was about 30 yards.
Nah.
Could have been 25.
No.
10.
It was. I would say 20, 22 a push.
Right, I'm not going to sit here and argue for fucking 20.
Okay. And he hit it well, alright. Now, like I say, he beat Jeskalainen with a fucking screamer.
Who's Jeskalainen?
West Ham's goalie.
Goalkeeper!
He made about six or seven fucking saves that I imagine Tottenham were already celebrating because his reflexes
they
were
should
just
have got him.
Last minute. Yeah, definitely. And he got man of the match. Deserved it.
Yeah.
He did deserve it. That's why all I say is he definitely deserved the win because the amount of... Alright, now we kept a clean sheet against Stoke. Alright, but there's going to be a game that coming up, we're going to let in four goals. It's inevitable, okay, being West Ham. Okay,
we've got Everton?
You know, against Everton,
It's inevitable.
It's Everton's ball. Man, how much of this fucking drink is she fucking drinking?
I'm just laughing at your 18 plus 12. Mate,
40. Mate, I'm fucking... Hang on, you ain't even got it on the video. I've drunk in there on like a bottle of wine here.
So?
Yeah.
Your mouth is still shit.
Alright, so, yeah. So, Bale hit a peach.
Bale.
Stuck it in the top corner.
He hit it well. He hit a peach.
That's a ridiculous defensive error because, yeah, alright, I'm not a professional footballer, but if I know that someone that I've been playing against for years, someone that's in the newspaper all the time, you're watching videos all the time and hearing match reports all the time about Gareth Bale, he done this and that. What foot did he do it with? He done it with his left foot. Okay, all right.
Do you remember?
I'm gonna show him his left foot. But you're gonna read it, okay? Defenders these days have been fucking ridiculous. Because if he's going with his left foot, fucking show him his left foot. Then go on, mate. And you're gonna read it. You're gonna block it. All right. If not, you're gonna force him onto his right. Because then you know you're gonna judge him. You're just gonna call his bluff, and you're gonna turn him onto his left. Because that is the only place he's going.
Do you remember when you were watching the Tottenham Leon game? And I was watching it, and you texted, and he scored that free kick, and you went, "Won't do that again." And then, what was it exactly a fucking half later? He did exactly the same thing, and I texted again, "Do what again?" And you're like,
"There was all tweets going on there." Yeah. That geezer's goal though, that Leon.
And when Tottenham played Leon,
from where that I
it was inside the area. He just smacked it.
It was inside the area, but how?
If people,
he lifted his leg and then he's celebrating. That's how quick it was. You're like, well, how the fuck?
Obviously, like,
where did that
we try to talk to people about this podcast? About we talk about football a lot and we talk about sport and that. And there's people out there that they say they don't like sport and they don't have it. But we will show you the things that you will like about football.
Yeah.
So we will send you to YouTube and find some fucking good goals. Because if you don't like football, you've definitely got to appreciate the skill that's involved in some of these shots.
Yeah, some of the quality that's involved in it.
And some of the players that are involved in it.
Yeah.
And Gareth Bale is up there. Tottenham beat Arsenal recently, 2-1. Yeah. Again, Gareth Bale scored again.
Yeah, he did.
Another sneaky little goal. He's in form.
At the moment, I think the stats stand that in the last seven Tottenham games, Gareth Bale scored in all of them.
Yeah, he scored about eight
and
goals.
And the only other player
games.
To score is Lennon. So
he is now, yeah. He's riding the team.
Do you think it's a little bit worrying for you? This is just a question to you. Is it a little bit worrying that if he does go at the end of this season?
He won't go at the end of the season, though. Not the end of the season. He's not. This is what I'm going to put it out there, right? A lot of people say this, and this is the difference, right? The people that say this are people that don't support that team.
They're
people from the outside who don't see everything. Because it's like we discussed before. You only know how good Ronaldo is because when they talk about a game where he scored a great goal. But you don't realise the three games before that, we didn't score at all. Mm-hmm. Same with Gareth Bale. He can go four games not doing that much. Defoe can score, Adebayor can score, and other people score, and people don't talk about it that much. They're like, yeah, until we start scoring. Because he's in everyone's eye line, they automatically assume that just because someone's good, they have to go.
No, no.
And you're like, no, but if Tottenham get Champions League, he won't go anywhere because he knows, I've got Champions League, I'm in a team now that are building, there's nowhere else for me to go at the moment when I can build here. If we start slipping now and don't get Champions League, he still won't go, but he might be thinking, right, I'm going to do my contract and leave. Because he's one of them football players. He's not your average football player. He doesn't go out and get drunk. He doesn't let people tell him what he's doing. He's young. I think he likes to kind of hang about and say, no, I respect my contract. I'll stay at least until the club say, 50 million, you can go.
Nah, he's going to go for 80, and he's going to be offered that at the end of this season.
But the club will not let him. Because the club know. The club know you can't let him go. Not yet. Mm. You have to keep him.
When did he sign his new contract at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, but it's like 5 years.
No, but that's why. Because for 5 years, it's got to be a lot of money to buy him out of that contract. And Bale is worth that amount of money. So they're like...
He won't go.
There you go.
He won't go this year.
Say if two blokes went surfing... Right, and both of them.
Is this one your analogy?
Yeah, this is one of my analogies. Yeah, two geezers go surfing. Yeah, and they're both fucking cruising like the crest of this wave. Yeah, the whole time, and everyone's admiring them. And you got Bale, and then you got Andy Carroll.
Right.
So they're both cruising the crest of the wave. Now Andy Carroll falls off, hits the deck, but Bale just carries on going. He's the one that's going to get noticed. He's the one that's going to stand out. And at the end of this season, he's on such fire at the moment. I can't see him taking a foot off the pedal at the moment. He knows exactly. He's been doing it for so many months now. He knows exactly what to do now because he's been doing it for so long. Okay, and he's in his zone, and he's just going to carry on scoring goals. I'd be quite happy to go and put a £20 bet on this weekend that Bale's going to score two goals.
Yeah,
that is a bet that I would place.
But the odds are probably not that high because it's likely he would.
Well, and I would take them odds because it's going to happen. And
he won't go. You know, not at the end of the season.
No.
No. In the next season, maybe, because we need to build.
I think if he doesn't go this season, then
the
maybe
possibility the season after.
January.
Oh, no, he'd never go off through. The club wouldn't even allow it. They would not allow someone to go off through a season.
Yeah.
If someone come in, say Barcelona or Real Madrid come in halfway through a season, they'd say, no, come back at the end of the season.
I've heard the shout that Barcelona are saying 85.
The thing is, though, do you know what? Gareth Bale has come out. This is what people forget. Gareth Bale has come out and said that he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Mm.
And he's openly said to people, I'm enjoying my football here. I don't see why I should get up and go anywhere. And people were like, yeah, but you get offered loads of money. Mm. And he's like, I'm happy here.
Yeah, how many players say that, though? Because they don't want to cause upset in the camp.
Sort of like, if you are, like, the star man of a team and you're that age, he's only 21, 22, he knows, I can be a star here. Give me two more years, then I can step it up and go somewhere else. Let me win something here. Let me do something here first. Put your name in the fucking record books.
Maybe.
Put your name in that legendary status, then go.
You might be right, but I think...
I'm fucking right, Bill.
No. You might be right if he stayed.
I'm a monster,
for him to stay, but I think with the way football is at the moment and players, you know, they move on, man, and he probably was having a great time. He was having a great time at Southampton. You know?
He was at Southampton when he was fucking 16. He played like two games.
No, he was younger than that. And he played more than that.
He hardly played for
Southampton. What, like he scored from 35 yards against West Ham?
Yeah, but he played a couple of games and then Spurs bought him. But you got to remember, he has a good relationship with Spurs. Because when Gareth Bale first went to Tottenham, right, we bought him as a 17-year-old.
Yep.
And what happened was that he joined as a left-back. And people were like, this guy's going to be good. Alex Ferguson said he's going to be a great left back.
Wenger turned him down and went for Walcott instead.
Yeah, Arsenal turned him down, so he ended up coming to Spurs as well. But not because he wanted to go Arsenal and got turned down. It was a case of they were bidding
they
about
took
and Arsenal said, no, we're going to have this Walcott guy. Who, like, not bad player. I'm not saying they got a bad deal out of it. They got a good deal, but I don't think they had the right manager.
No, they did get the right deal.
No, I don't, they had a good deal, but they didn't get the right one. But they haven't got a good manager. Walcott needs a better manager. But Walcott's a different story. Gareth Bale was obviously at Tottenham, started playing at left back. But you got to remember, when he was such a young age, and Tottenham weren't exactly a top four team, we were like mid-table trying to get into Europe. Yep. Every time he played, we never won. And he'd become a curse.
Shit, he fucking did, didn't he? I
remember
that.
It became the Bale curse. He'd become a bit of a laughing stock. People said, this guy, potentially one of the best players in the world. Yeah, bollocks. Yeah. He's Welsh, he's shit. They slagged him off.
12 games, didn't
No, it went fucking two seasons. It was like 30-odd games. He got injured for a bit, so obviously he was out sideline for ages. Because he had a quite bad injury. Then come back. He went through loads of different managers in that time. And no one really had any faith in him apart from Harry Redknapp. Harry Redknapp was the only manager that had faith in him because he knew him from Southampton. Yep. So then Gareth Bale was always known as this player that every time he plays, Tottenham lose. Every time. But Harry Redknapp started remember when Harry Redknapp turned up, Spurs were at the bottom of the league, Gareth Bale was still playing for us then, and this is when Gareth Bale was the curse man. Yep. And he kept putting him in the team. And people were like, don't put Gareth Bale in the team. We never fucking win. We won one game.
Yeah, it's all coming
and then
back now.
I remember the end of this game. Gareth Bale didn't score, do anything, right? We won the game, yeah, against Fulham or someone. And they all went over to Gareth Bale and hugged him. Because they knew, there you go, the curse is lifted. We can win with you in the team. And then ever since then, he's become a key pinnacle. You got to remember, 2 years ago, Gareth Bale wasn't the main player of our team. He wasn't the main star.
He needed Modric and Van der Vaart to go. The free kicks he takes.
The minute they're gone, he's there now running that team. Yeah. But now people are like, oh yeah, fucking Gareth Bale. He's like, yeah, Tottenham has stuck through with him and he knows it. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot to offer Spurs. It's not like he turned up, played really well and fucked off again, like a Modric. He didn't turn up, do his job and fuck off. Gareth Bale was kind of built a team. We're building around him now.
Well,
that's what
can we talk
works
about
like.
At the end of the season?
We can talk about it in the season. We will talk about it.
Yeah, only because I...
Only because what? Well, you talked it's 10 minutes about Bale and everything.
Yeah, no, but you're saying like all these players that turn up and they play well and they go, like Gareth Bale's not going to do that. You know, he is a great player. I would like to see him go, but you're my mate, so... I don't want to see you eat your words, although I kind of do, but it's... Yeah, you're going to get a fucking ridiculous amount of money. Stupid amount of money. Like, Messi, he's out. Like, no one can buy him.
No.
No one can
afford him. But he's got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, and he's got nowhere else to go, but his buyout clause is like over £200 million.
Yeah.
Right, now, Ronaldo...
Back to Man United.
He'd go back to Man United, but... He ain't going to shift more than 100 mil.
No.
Right? Now, Gareth Bale, you will get close to 80 million. £80 million for him. Now, what...
I'll take it.
Now, fuck West Ham. Fuck West Ham getting this Olympic Stadium, Tottenham kicking up a fuss about that. But the money you'll make from one player is... Well, it's astronomical. And it's going to
happen. It's the amount of your team 8 times over, isn't it?
Well... No, not really.
Close.
It'll be 10 Jarvis. Matt Jarvis's.
Matt Jarvis, £10 million.
Well, there you go. That's what football's about these days. Players, you're paying too much money now.
We live in a championship manager world of
it is.
Of,
it is
remember
isn't
that
it?
Game, championship yeah. manager? Sitting yeah. down.
I never played it, but I do know what you're talking
you
about.
You go out and buy everyone. Like, I'm going to put a £60 million bid in for this guy. And it's a computer game. It's like playing FIFA, buying all these players with this money.
Yep.
It's like Monopoly money. It's ridiculous.
Straight away. For Torres, 50 million. We can go back to that.
Went to Chelsea. Enough said.
There you go. He's not worth 50 mil.
Bill, we've been sitting here for a good couple of hours now, chatting. And you've got a massive graze underneath your chin.
It's gone to that time, is it?
Bill, no one can see it, but obviously I can. the fuck happened to you? You got fucking bruises, cuts.
It's a big graze. It's not really a graze anymore. It's a big scab.
You got a massive scab underneath your chin.
It's like an inch diameter.
What happened? Did your trousers fall down or something when you're delivering a box?
No, I got a little bit drunk. Right.
You got a little bit drunk?
I got a little bit drunk on Friday night. And this is right. This will explain it. Okay, so I've gone out with Joe and Mark. We started off in the pub. We've gone to the pub. I've gone in there and I was like, right, I haven't got my cash on me. I had to go to a cash machine. So I ain't got my cash. I've got to use my card. So I said to the woman behind the bar, can I use my card? She was like, yeah, but it has to be over £10. I was like,
over £10? Right. What sort of bar is this?
Well, every bar now is like card transactions have to be over £10. So me forgetting that beers are not priced at £2 a pint anymore.
Now
£3.50,
aren't they?
Well, £3.80.
Where was you?
£4.20.
What bar?
Right, started off in O'Connor's.
O'Connor's. Okay, and that's where you wanted to pay by card?
Yeah. So this is where I started. I was like, right, okay, so I'm going to pay by card. So I got in there, and she was like, it has to be over a tenner. So I'm forgetting that beers are at least £3.50 a pint.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't just buy three beers. I've got to go over a tenner. I've got to buy us...
Four beers?
Well, not four beers. I've got to buy us a shot each as well.
Which is, what, £2.50?
Yeah, it's about £2.50 for a shot. So
you could have just got four beers.
Well, well, what the fuck? We're gonna do four beers. I ain't gonna buy like four beers and have two myself.
Why not?
I'm gonna buy us a beer each, and we'll all have a shot each. So I bought three beers each, and I bought Mark. He wanted a Jager bomb. They're fucking disgusting.
I hate Jager bombs. I can't stand the taste of Jager
bombs. I will drink one. All right, you put one in my face. It's a free drink.
I drink it. Just get rid of it. I don't drink it because I like it. When people put it in front of me and said, you've got to drink it, I just down it. Oh, throw it away! Because I've got to get rid of it. So, yeah. But it's horrible. I don't like it.
So I bought Mark a Jager bomb. And I think Gel, he wanted... Gel, right. Me and him have got this little thing going on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
I remember when it was his birthday, about three years ago, it was his birthday. He was like, right, yeah.
No shit. 3 years ago on his birthday, it was his birthday.
On his birthday, yeah. Right. 3 years ago, on his birthday.
It was his birthday.
So I bought him a shot. And I bought him a shot of gin. Have you ever drunk gin straight?
Drin?
Gin?
I've had some gin, yeah.
Have you had it straight?
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It tastes like white spirit.
It does. So, I got gelled out. So, the next beer he bought me was a pint with a shot of gin in it. So, Friday night when we was out, got Mark a Jager bomb. I got myself a shot of whiskey. Nice whiskey. And then I got Gel a shot of gin. Okay, so we've all had this. Blah, blah, blah. Knocked it back. Gone to the next bar. Mark's got a next round. Gel's got a next round. Then it's my round. Got to spend over a ten again. Again, I'm thinking, I've got to get three beers and I've got to get three shots. So, same again. So I'm knocking back the whiskey.
Your fucking mass is appalling, Bill.
Oh, don't. So then we've gone into Chicago's.
Cash machine. Why didn't you go to the cash machine and get some money out?
We went straight to the club. I was like,
okay.
I was like, fuck it. I'm not staying out that long.
So many cash machines around.
I know, but I was like, I'm not going to stay out that long. I'm going to go into the club, have a few drinks.
I won one round.
So, and I'll tell you what, the first nights of the word.
How long ago was this?
This was Friday.
Friday just gone?
Yeah.
About 5 days ago?
3 days ago. It's Monday now.
It's 3 days ago.
So, yeah, we've gone to the club, and our first words that night were, we're not going to Chicago's. Ended up in Chicago's. So we've got in there, three of us at the bar.
Okay, I thought I didn't make any sense. I was like, but you just said you were going to Chicago's. Well, you're lying. Don't make it complicated.
I was mixing it up with Old Speckled Hen.
Nice.
Growler. Okay.
All growler. Nice.
Growler. Okay, so I'm just drinking ales. If I went into a bar and they had an ale there, I was like, I'll have one of them.
Okay, it's better than lager, isn't it?
Yeah, trying these different ones. So by the time we got in Chicago, I was a little bit pissed up. So I was like, right, okay, yeah, we want three beers. I said, and we want three shots. So I got myself a whiskey and them. Standing at the bar, got a little tap on the shoulder, turned around, it was Gemma Farage and Alice Reid.
Yep.
Right? I was like, what are you doing?
You say their names with people listening. They're going,
oh, you was out with him too.
Oh, them. Oh, yeah, we know them.
Okay, so they've come over and said hello. So I was like, how you doing? And Gemma straight away has phoned up Cy Green, who she's got a kid with. She's with at the moment. She's like, yeah, come down and meet us. So I was like, what are you drinking? So them two are getting a drink. So then...
On your card, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm like, I need to get it over a tenner. So I'm like, I'll get two shots of whiskey.
Oh, it was a different transaction.
Yeah, I'd already paid for my beer, so I was like, let me get you a drink. So I bought them a drink, and I've got myself two shots of whiskey. Blah, blah, blah. They've come in. Si Green's turned up with Rich Murphy. So I'm like, oh, let's see, come in, have a beer. Let me get you a beer. It's got to be over a tenner. Oh, fuck, it's got to be over a tenner. Let me get myself two whiskeys. So, knock back two more whiskeys, buy them a drink. Then I come back over, Bill, what are you drinking? I'm like, oh, I'll get it. I was like, no, I knew then that I needed a drink back. So I was like, yeah, I'll have a shot of whiskey. So then I think Alice bought me a shot of whiskey. Then Sire bought me a shot of whiskey. And then Jill's round. Jill bought me a shot of whiskey. Mark's round. Mark bought me a shot of whiskey. So I'd done a lot of whiskeys, okay? So then I'm walking about the club and I couldn't really stand up, so I'm bumping into people. Like, as I'm walking back from the toilet, and you know, you get to that point where you're like, fuck, like, I can't really stand.
I know when you're that drunk because your eyes go all fucking closed, and you look like you're smiling and farting and about to cry. That's Billy's drunken look. He looks like he's either about to smile, fart, or cry.
Yeah.
You're like.
Or a mixture of all.
It could go either way.
I could fart, smile, and then cry.
Because it's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's so beautifully funny. And so I was like, right, I need to go home. So I've walked out of Chicago's. And like, the club is only... I say this club is probably about 500 yards from here. I'd say about 500 yards.
Yeah, it's not far from this.
Not far from... I live right close to the town. So about 500. So I'm walking home, okay? I walk past the chip shop, okay? I'm that drunk. I walk past the kebab shop. I'm like, no. I don't need to
eat. You know you're fucked when you walk past a kebab shop.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to eat.
I've done that once.
I need my bed.
And I'm glad I did, because I went over. I was sick.
You need that, didn't you? Sometimes you can't do it.
I looked at it, I thought, can't do it. Can't do it. Keep going.
Got to avoid that. Don't need it. So I carried on walking up the road. Turn left. First left. Walking up the road. I'm about 50 yards from my house, just around the corner here.
Yeah.
And as I'm coming around the corner, I'm really struggling to walk. And you know, you've walked up the street before and you've seen drunk people.
Yeah.
Really, not just drunk people, really drunk people who can't stand up straight, and people that are struggling to take each fucking step. So I'm walking along sort of chuckling to myself because I know what I look like.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I know I look fucking stupid. So I'm walking up the road.
You're an out-of-body experience. You're just watching yourself.
I'm watching myself from above. Yeah. Like, oh, look at this idiot. That's me, actually. That's me. So I'm walking along, and I've tripped on probably what was only a fucking grounding chewing gum to the floor. All right, I've tripped on something.
You tripped over your feet.
And I'm going along. I've tripped. I've taken about two or three steps, stumbling, like my head is gradually dropping, bopping closer to the ground, and then I've just been like, fuck it, and I've just sort of let go, and knowing I'm that drunk, I know that my hands are down by my side, but I'm that drunk, I'm like, I can't even bother to pull them up, so I've literally just landed on my fucking face. As I've gone down, my arms are down like by the side of my body, and I've just gone down on my fucking chin and just hit the fucking deck, and I've hit on my chest, my hip. I've got a graze on my knee where I tore my jeans. I've got a hole skinny in my jeans. In my skinny jeans. I've got a hole in my jeans now. I've got a fucking grazed hip. I've got a grazed chest and my chin. Well, all the rest of them, they'll all be gone in about 2 days, all them little grazes. The one on my chin, though, is huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a little bit small, it's fucking massive. And the thing is, right, the funny thing is, right, I hit the deck and it fucking hurt, right, it really hurt. And I remember just standing up and just cracking up laughing because I know that I've seen drunk people and I've seen drunk people fall over and I've laughed and it has been funny. And I knew that if someone had
saw me...
There was no one around, but I knew if someone had saw me... It would have been fucking hilarious. It would have been gold. Comedy gold.
What time was it you got in?
Probably about 10 to 3. So no, it wasn't too late.
You walked in, did you go straight to the toilet and go, fucking stay!
No, I went and got straight in my bed. I woke up in the morning, my trainers on, my jeans on, and that. My jeans are in the wash at the moment. I'm hoping the blood stain comes out. I've got big blood stains on my jeans.
Fucking hell, Bill.
Got really drunk, man.
Fair play though.
But
you're still here.
It was funny, but I've obviously being a parcel delivery man. I'm delivering parcels today. I've done 75 drops today. I've told my story 75 times today. Every person. What happened to your chin? I got pretty drunk at the weekend.
I'll tell you what, next time someone asks you, tell them to listen to this podcast.
Tell them. Yeah, just plug it. It's like, look, man, I'm tired of telling this shit. Go listen to the podcast.
So that's it.
There we go.
Another episode done. We finally did an episode which is worthy of going out.
Worthy of going out. One that you can hear me speaking as well.
When you've turned your microphone on, well, hope you fucking have.
You have to always check it.
And one that actually I've really enjoyed. It's weird, isn't it, how we enjoy doing this, but that one, it was the live aspect of the old one, the one we did before this. It's because I don't edit this podcast that much. What I do is I just chop and change things every now and again. Just cut little segments. The bits I cut out are not bits to, you know, censor us or anything. They're bits just to cut out little bits of dead air.
Yep.
Bits where we've kind of stopped recording and carried on or something. But we try to keep it going.
Yeah, we do.
We don't. You're not missing much out. So when you listen to this podcast and you've heard a little ding ling ding like that little bit in the middle, you've not missed much. You literally either miss Bill say I need to go for piss. Yeah. Or you miss me say cough,
yeah.
Or me turn something off quickly, and you know you're not missing much. You're getting the majority.
This is how it rolls. Okay, so we roll the pastry, you make a pie out of it.
Fucking analogies. What the?
Wait, does that not make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because they don't. The listeners just listen. We make the pie.
We make the pie. No, they make the pie. We just rolled the pastry.
That's nearly confusing me.
Right, they eat the pie. They eat that shit.
Now I'm not even hungry. That monster. I've had one can of energy drink. Monsters.
What flavour is it?
I don't know.
It tastes like shit.
No, it tastes nice. It's all gone now.
It smells like shit. That smells fucking horrible.
At least I'm not going to go home and fall over and fucking get drunk on whiskey and spend fucking like £50 because I have to. I've got to pay my cards.
I tell you what, no, Rich did say to me yesterday, he was like, how much did you spend that night? I said,
how much did you spend?
I said, not that much actually. I said, I looked at my bank account Saturday morning and I was like, shit, I spent £100 less than what I thought I had. Rich was like, are you serious? He said, you need to check that again. He said, I swear one of your bills was like £47.
Fucking hell, Bill.
I don't think it was. It don't want to be. I'm going to check my bank account later.
Some places take a while for it to go through.
I don't fucking want to.
I want to go out and build more after. I mean, I think that was the moral of that story. I mean, we don't go out enough. You can fucking buy me a drink.
I know, but if that round did come to £47, then that comes back to me and drinks, and that's why I fell over. Okay, so if I spent £47 on a round,
that's why I fell over.
That's why I fell over.
That's what it's other people's fault.
Yeah,
not the seven shots of whiskey I got given in a row.
Mate, honestly, there weren't seven shots. I've probably done about 15 shots.
You probably
of
did
whiskey.
A whole bottle. Man, yeah. A whole of them little bottles.
Yeah, easily. Plus all the fucking ales, and I think I may have had a couple of different random. Oh, for Chicago's just sell
well,
shit.
I'm off the beer for a good month.
Yeah, you're fucking right as well, man.
I'm doing alright with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't drunk since after Charles' birthday. We spoke about it in the podcast that didn't go out.
I've got like one little.
I mean,
glass of wine left.
I mean, the podcast that didn't go out, episode, the lost 13 episode, we talked about how drunk I got.
Yeah.
That time with Charles Burton. That's the last time I got drunk. And
you did get very drunk.
Got fucking slaughtered and got the fish pizza. See, only the few of you that listen to the live show will know what I was talking about. The fish pizza. And nice fish pizza. How drunk I was. And the fact that I had liver ache.
Yeah.
For like, fucking days and after because I was drunk so much. And I just thought, fuck it, I'm having a break. I'm going to do it.
I'm easing my liver into it.
I don't want to be that guy that has to drink all the time.
I kind of do.
I'm saving money, obviously.
I'm enjoying it, though. I'm not going to be like, I'm not drinking at the moment because, you know, it's not doing me any good. Because at the moment,
no, you're
I'm enjoying it.
I'm not going to be a preacher. I'm not going to be like, you fucking drink, you make me sick. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be like, I used to drink all the time. Now look at me now, I feel so much better. No, I'm doing it for myself because I know I have to. Because you know I can drink. And that's the problem. You've seen me.
Yeah.
And then when I get that fucking drunk, I mean, I don't think I've been that drunk in ages, because you saw me. Because I can see the worry on your face walking me to the kebab shop. Well, back it's and when Marcus. That's why you walked me. You didn't even buy anything.
The only reason I get worried is if you turn around and say, I need to go home. Right, and when you say that, that's when I know, shit, man, Adam is
fucked.
He's actually
help.
Drunk. He's actually
he
fucking
get,
really
he needs
drunk.
To get home. So you fucking walked me home, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Hey, I took you to the food place.
Because it was close to your house. And then you made me walk home.
It was. Mate, so, I'm walking past my house to get to your house.
Get a fucking fish pizza and shit. And fucking taste like shit. But no, I'd no drink. So I'm not going to drink now until, my nan's birthday.
When's this?
75th in April, which you're invited to. I'll talk to you about it after. Cool. What about
St. Patrick's Day?
Well, that's in a couple
that's
of weeks.
Next weekend. I've got 2 weeks off following St. Patrick's Day. That is going to be a messy day.
I would like to have a couple.
Why do I celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Because you can get it as an excuse to fucking drink.
It is. Why is St. George's Day not?
No, but I'm trying not to drink. And if I am going to drink, that's what I said to the show. If I am going to drink, I'm not drinking beer.
Yeah.
And I'm not drinking whiskey. It's going to be vodka and sang. Try and keep it so it's not really fucking bloats me out.
Water. People drink vodka and water.
Really?
Yep.
Like tonic?
No. Girls, right?
It's just so like... Girls. Right. Girls drink vodka and water because it's slimming.
Girls that we used to go to school with. Amy Albright.
Right. You love saying people's names.
Yeah, I know. I'm always going to drop someone's name.
As if people care.
Hey, I'm always going to drop someone's name because then I
you're just getting, getting perverts listening. They're going
to
fucking type the name off
in Facebook in this podcast. No, we go out drinking. I go meet four people. We all go out drinking. And Amy will turn up. Like, what are you drinking? She went, vodka and water. Like, what? Why?
Still water.
Not even the posh shit. You know, she drink the shit out of the tap. Right? She's like, yeah, vodka and water. I'm like, what the fuck are you drinking vodka and water? You know, it's is it low cholesterol? Or, there's no fat in water.
There's no calories in water. That's the beauty of water.
Yeah.
There's no calories. Water can't make you fat. No. Bloat you out, won't make you fat.
Yeah.
And even, I think that's what they said about vodka. Vodka's got fuck all calories in it.
Students drink it with water.
But that's just diluting vodka.
Makes your drink last longer, so the cheap's a drinker.
What?
The thing is, right? I went to say it, and I was like, "No, fuck it, I'm going to say it." I'm just going to say it.
I don't give a shit.
Oi.
But I'm aiming to go like a whole month without drinking. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah,
and enjoy it a bit more.
When did you last have a beer?
Charles' birthday. No, just after that. It was a Charles' birthday day where we went out for a meal. It was a couple of days afterwards.
So you haven't had one beer since the last podcast?
No.
Shit, man, you fucking died the amount I've drunk since then.
I didn't even drink last time we recorded. When I come round.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You were drinking.
I was drinking. I'm always drinking, man. It's a podcast. What the fuck?
You got a problem, Bill. No, I'm not going to be that guy.
You got a problem. You need to see someone. Wait, what the fuck? I ain't an alcoholic. I just enjoy a drink.
I just enjoy a drink. So, so it's been... It's not so like episode 13.
Yeah, we are not alcoholics.
We've done it.
Adam's beer burp.
If you want to keep listening to our show, just go back and listen to the other one. This is the first one you've listened to, thank you. Go back and listen to the other ones. We've done 12 before this, and they've evolved. Because I think the first couple had a kind of theme that we kept going, and then we kind of didn't know what to do. There's a couple of episodes where we kind of question. We don't know what to do. What we're going to do?
Talk about some other stuff.
And suddenly we just go bang into it.
Yeah.
And we got it now.
We should talk about other stuff, okay? So we're not going to nail ourselves to a cross and say we do this and that.
No, exactly. It's a fun podcast.
People die doing that shit.
It's good. We'll do that Easter one. The Easter fest.
I don't know. No, that's when he comes back alive, man.
But, go follow me at Barker Podcast.
True story.
On Twitter. Follow Billy at...
Bilo66.
B-I-L-O-66.
Yep.
Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com because you can also get the Oddcast podcast, MovieCom with Marcus and Axe.
Who's he? Geezer from fucking Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose. Yeah. Marcus and Axl Rose. You can also hear like Pod Goddammit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you don't really do Pod Goddammit, do you? Because I do it with the Oddcast. I think you should. I think we should maybe like just get your side across. Like you can answer a question.
Mate. Come on.
Mate, what?
That'd be the stupidest thing to do ever.
I think we could do it then. go and listen to what's left of Ask an American. And I think that's it. Oh, and Panic Stations.
Panic Stations.
Which has had a bit of a break in the
MovieCon.
I just said MovieCon, Bill.
I weren't listening. Then. I'm looking at a £3-5 bet on Sky TV.
Go to podgodsnetwork.com and listen to some great shows. We're going to play a little advert for them at the end. I don't know who. Just going to chuck one at the end.
Yeah, someone.
Could be anyone. Anyone. So many shows all on the network. They're pretty good. And yes, yeah, so this has been It's Not Soccer Podcast. Follow us at Not Soccer Pod.
Not
Soccer Pod. We do tweet back. Tosh Pod started tweeting us. I tweeted it back.
Nice.
You know, and you go listen to Uncle Arthur's Bollocks. It's funny.
Yeah,
funny,
I enjoyed it.
Funny shit. And who knows? One day I might get him on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to do it just yet.
We'll see.
I want to wait and see, and then it
don't get him
funny.
Juiced up just yet.
Yeah,
all right. Don't tickle his balls too much.
I want to jump straight in. I've only known the guy a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not having sex just yet. We're just kissing. Right?
It's ball, it's foreplay. We're playing with balls. So,
Ed, I was just kissing. Adam's the one touching his balls.
Right. That's okay. The record. So it's been a great podcast. Keep listening, supporting the show, downloading, share us on Stitcher, subscribe to us on iTunes, rate, review us. And share us around. Retweet us.
Yeah.
Just get people involved.
Be a pimp. Pimp us out.
Pimp us out.
Pimp us out.
You can only be as good as your pimp, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah. I watched the other guys the other day. You've seen the other guys, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. Love that the film. Bit where he's talking about it being a pimp. And he's like, oh, I used to take these girls and look after them. He goes,
you was a pimp?
No,
a pimp.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't a pimp. I went, you were a pimp. You were a pimp.
No, you know, you're not listening to it probably. I used to just take the girls out, look after them.
What did he call himself?
Gator.
Gator. And it's when Gator. His wife says, come here. He goes, who did that to you? Who got you pregnant? Gators bitches don't get pregnant. I'm going to watch the other guys now. Right, okay, it's been It's Not Soccer. Episode 13. What? Peace out, Bill.
Peace out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about the Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host, Chris, and his revolving cast of not-so-ready-for-internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life. Pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we are talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes or email us at theunsocialnetwork@hotmail.com.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.